Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching today is entitled, I Love You, God.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. Bind them at your wrist as a sign and let them be as a pendant on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would give you, a land with fine, large cities that you did not build, with houses full of goods of all sorts that you did not garner, with cisterns that you did not dig, with vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when therefore you eat your fill, take care not to forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. The Lord your God, shall you fear him and serve him, and by his name shall you swear. The word of the Lord. We have for this Saturday a great text from the book of Deuteronomy. We've been hearing about the travel, the wilderness experience, the story of Moses in these past weeks. And in some ways, these are the climactic words, what they were to have learned, what God wanted to teach them. Although in Judaism, there is not a creed similar to what we have in the Catholic Church, this is as close as you get. It is the heart, in that sense, of what Judaism is all about, and what therefore we as Christians are about. It's a text that Jesus quotes when he summarizes the whole law and the prophets, along with the text from Leviticus, namely, love your neighbor as yourself. So it's sometimes known as the Shema, the hear. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, all your mind, all your soul. Love the Lord your God. We wouldn't be hearing these words today if we didn't already love the Lord our God, or if we at least didn't desire, want to love the Lord our God. A question that often comes to me is, how do I know, O Lord, that I love you? Because I don't experience you in the same way that I experience people I can take in my arms and hold, someone I can see, someone to whom I might be able to say face to face or even in writing, I love you. How do I know that I love you, Lord, with my whole heart? Granted, there are times when perhaps I don't give witness to that love. There are ways I do know. One, from the New Testament, don't tell me you love the one you don't see if you don't love those you do see. And that's why Jesus incorporates into his summary, love your neighbor as yourself. So So one way I know I love God is that I desire to do God's will. I desire to keep the commandments. I desire to grow in virtue. But because I love others, I love family, friends, those who are poor and most in need in our world, even those perhaps that I'm not sure I love, enemies or those I find difficult. I know I love God if my heart reaches out to others, especially in the name of God. I also know I love God if I take time apart, such as Jesus did, and such as they experienced often in the wilderness and Moses on Mount Sinai. If I take apart, set aside some time, whether each day, whether each week, annually retreat, if I find times just to try to be alone with God, to give God my friend this special time, time for prayer, time to go to Mass, whatever it might be. These are signs that I love God, that I do not do these just out of some sense of moral duty, but because God asks this of me. So in love of neighbor, in taking time for prayer, especially time for personal prayer, but also I know I love God if I can say to God from time to time, I love you, Lord. In fact, the response to our psalm this Saturday is, I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, God, my strength. If we can, with sincerity, sometimes simply stand apart or with our brothers and sisters in some context, say to the Lord, I love you. It's easy for many of us to know a lot about God. Just as in a human relationship, we might know a lot about someone. There's a difference between knowing something about someone I've heard about, someone famous perhaps, about God. There's a difference between knowing about and meeting the person, an encounter. And then when we meet the person, we get to know them, to talk about what movies you like, a favorite poem, the world in which we find ourselves and its conflicts. But there's then another difference in a personal human relationship when we get to the point where we say to someone, I love you. That's what we're invited to also say to God. And just as in a human relationship, when those words are spoken and we acknowledge to someone else, I love you, even though there may have been other signs before that, when we speak those words, something happens. Likewise, in our friendship with God, let us say to the Lord, I love you, God, my strength. I love you with all my strength, with all my heart, with all my soul. I will love those you love, my neighbors, and I will take some time apart simply to be with you, however that time might be filled with wandering thoughts. I've taken it in order to be with you, my God, my love.